How to say lately I quite char lately.
Don't worry. That is what your thought tell you, not your true nature. Your true nature is very beautiful. Understand? You have that pure, intrinsic, tranquil, and stillness nature. Realize that. Then all this, I am very char, is what your thought tell you. That one is not your true nature. That one is your form and mind at this moment before you develop the understanding. So don't worry, tell me. Speak from your heart.
Lately is like when I meditate on the, I found that I don't know if it is because I get to know like a lot of things that I don't like, and then my heart area felt quite pain. You know, it's like sometimes it becomes like chi, and then you just burp out, you know, or you just
That's
and
very
then or
good.
sometimes it was still there until, you know, sometimes
Ah.
then you can feel the hardness at the chest area.
Yes. Okay, I will explain to you. Yeah? Then you will learn. That's why when you meditate, I always say, don't try to know. When you try to know, your thought has come in. Then when you say, you observe, you have a lot of what they call defilements, yeah? Like negativity of mind state and all those things. That's why you say I'm very charged. Actually, all these are your mundane mind, your thought process. So when you are aware, you don't judge, you don't react, you don't stir, you don't become bosong, understand all? That's how all these things build up because you think that is you. I already said, when you meditate, you silence your mind and feel that emotion. Like you say, it try to make you burp or you feel uncomfortable at the heart area because that emotion is a result of your wrong thought, your unhappy thought, where you think you have not progressed. You think you are very child. You think that negativity of mind state means your fear, your insecurity, your cunningness, your deceitfulness, your this, what they call thinking mind, is a problem because you cannot be peaceful. You cannot be like in the described meditative state shared by other kayamita or cultivator. So all this condition you to be unhappy and stir your mind. This is not meditation. This is allowing the thought to stir and make you more miserable and confused. So awareness-based meditation means to be aware of all this. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Just aware. And when I'm aware, I ask myself, how come I'm in this state? How come there is this emotion? These are habitual tendencies that you have developed through heedless living. That's why you didn't really develop the right understanding to cultivate. My instruction to you all is very simple. Relax body and mind. Do you do that? If you relax, that chest area will start to like loosen up. There is like free. There suddenly is the whole thing like become clear. No more agitation, no more tense, no more like disturbing you or those things. Where you didn't think, you just relax and maintain awareness. Then it ceases. Then you realize all this anger, unhappiness, fear, emotion, they are not you. They are dependent originating because of your wrong thought. Where you hold on to your thought, that condition the wrong thought that make you emotional, unhappy. So when you realize that, you know that this is dependent originating, not intrinsic within your true mind and your true nature. So you continue to relax and maintain awareness, then you become very peaceful, very calm, tranquil, and still. Then you will realize your true mind. That is meditation. That's why you are stuck because your mind is active. Like you always report last time, like there's another mind looking at that mind. That mind looking at another mind. All these are still the same mind, mundane mind. That's why forget about the mundane mind. Don't try to know. Don't try to analyze or reason. Don't even try to do anything about it. Because that one is based on wrong view, wrong understanding. The understanding is all these are wrong thought that condition the emotion. So if I just listen to instruction means I relax body and mind and silent. Then I find out what happened. Then all this emotion, wrong thought, cease. But when I don't think, it cannot proliferate. It cannot continue to stir. It cannot make me miserable anymore. That the thought, which is egoic, is no more there. That's why your mundane mind will cease, slow down and cease. Then all this will loosen and become more and more peaceful, tranquil. Then it will return to its original state. You read the unique code, it's explained. Then you can realize your true mind before the stirring, before the emotion. So you ask yourself, before I meditate, I was peaceful. How come when I start to be aware of all this defilement, I become unhappy, the lack of peace? And that is not awareness, basically. That is trying to involve yourself with all those thinking. That is the wrong thought. That is thought-based meditation. That's a thought-based meditation. They cannot come out. They keep on getting entangled. They think anger is them. They think all the emotion is them. They think they're very char. Just like what has trapped you for so long. So Tammy, hopefully, listen to this many times and you will come out of it. Very easy. Relax. Aware.
It's like something I didn't get from what you say, you know. It's what is the missing link? People like understand that. Then I suddenly feel that I miss out something I don't understand.
That's what Po Cheng is trying to tell you. She learned a lot of what you share because she was like you in the past. Then she follow exactly what I say. Silent, relaxed, and aware that she understand all this. But you never do it. You keep on using your thought, your old way, reasoning, habitual tendency, trying to analyze what went wrong. How come you are like that? That's why you always say, I very char. Who is char? The thought is shy. That's why that one egoic, that one is char, not you. Your true nature, it's beautiful. When you have the Dhamma, you can manifest beautiful understanding. But you believe the thought. That's why you believe you are very child. You have not progressed. Because you hold on to the mundane mind. You didn't realize the true mind, the silent mind. So now, follow the instruction. Relax. Maintain awareness for as long as you can. And silent. Don't try to know. That is the four support, the meditation. Do that. Then you become very peaceful, very calm, very tranquil. You will realize those mind state that the Kayamita who has progressed described to you. So this is how the meditation is to be understood and done. So by now, I think you should slowly have a grasp. Or what is the missing link like you mentioned just now? Huh, Tammy?
I got something, but it's like, how to say, it's like every time I understand a bit, like you say, like heartbeat, feel the heartbeat or feel the body sensation. Then after that, I become busy already. Then I
come back. Your thought come in again, but you never follow the instruction. The real instruction is you relax. Did you relax? Relax. Silent, body and mind. Don't try to know. Aware until the mind return to the original state before the stirring. Until you can realize your true mind, your silent mind, your true nature without thought is already peaceful. It's already tranquil, still. There is your true mind. Go and read the Appendix 6 of Heart Sutta. It's all mentioned there. The silent mind, the meditative mind, is so different from the heedless thinking mind, the mundane mind. So all this, understand them, then do with understanding. That's why you don't do with understanding, you go back the old way, which is thought-based. That's the reason why a lot of Kayamita who are not able to grasp the important pointer cannot progress. So like Pocheng say, don't worry, you are not alone. Many people are like you, except some are more serious, more attentive, more determined, their faith are more strong, and they listen attentively. Then they got the understanding, then they write down, then they make sure they change and follow exactly what was shared. That's how Pocheng progressed, and a lot of other Kayamita progress. But they listen attentively. They chase after the sharing, the talk. Then they rejoice so many times. Like that day, there was one Kayamita that shared. The heart keep on rejoicing because there were a lot of very beautiful Dhamma that has been shared. And a lot of people now understand, like Lorita just now, she also said, everything was so clearly pointed out, so beautifully explained. This style of understanding you cannot find. You have to listen attentively without thought. Don't try to know, just attentively listen. Then the real understanding will enter your nature. It's not knowledge anymore. It's not using your memory and your thought process anymore. It's directly, attentively listening from your heart, the art of listening. That means you listen with clarity to develop understanding. You don't allow your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your old Dhamma understanding to come and interfere. If you use that to interfere and question, then you cannot learn because you hold on to your old memory or understanding. You don't have a clear mind that is sincere with an open mind to learn, to listen attentively and investigate. So a lot of people get stuck because they are so conditioned by the old teaching or the old understanding that they have, which is thought-based. That's why they find it very difficult to change. It's like your office, same. The culture of the office is so deeply ingrained. So if the office want to change and introduce a new culture, there's a lot of resistance, you realize, from the staff. Because they are so comfortable with the old culture, the old way. No need to think. Everything is the same old way, easy. So when you introduce something new, if they don't have the understanding, they resist. So meditation is the same. You have to ask yourself, if the old way doesn't change me, doesn't help me, doesn't make me progress, what must I do? I must change. I must move on. I must listen attentively and improve myself. Otherwise, I will be stuck. Do you see that point? Okay, Tammy? Hopefully that will help you. Eh? Listen to this sharing today and you will change. Then remember when you do the meditation, the four support very important. The first three, relax, aware, maintain awareness. These three, you know, just do. Don't try to know. Then the awareness nature will come. Initially, Pocheng took half an hour to get into that state. That's why you have to be very patient, silent, aware. Let the mind settle down. Sometimes it takes a while because you don't have the understanding. So patiently wait. Then it will happen. When it happens, you will know. Like a shift in consciousness. Suddenly your mind become more quiet. Then later on, very quiet. That is the correct one. That is the realization of the true mind, the silent mind. Then you realize, all of a sudden, you will be very surprised. Then the thought come back. Because the thought is very near. Then when the thought come back, you don't know, you will go back to the old habitual way of thinking again. Then get caught again. Then you cannot meditate again. Because that is the old way, which is thought-based. It will stir your mind again, create thinking again. make you more confused. So today's sharing is very good. Yeah? Your question leads to very good condition for me to explain again. So with this, a lot of people who have yet to progress will have more faith. Then when they try, they will get it. Like Qin Hao. Qin Hao was like you early on. But few months back, he progressed. And he able to really have the silent mind to feel the heartbeat and all those things. Because you can't even develop the ability to be mindful. That's why you cannot feel the heartbeat. That's why you do. After that, you go back to your old way. Because to do the lying down meditation, to feel the heartbeat without the stethoscope or anything to assist you, it's not easy. That's why I say, don't do. Develop the training to be aware first, to be mindful. Do the bowing, do the four posture, do the mind sweeping method. Then develop some form of sati, stabilize it until your mind becomes very quiet, very peaceful. And then only silent, lie down and try to be aware. If you are not sensitive, you cannot be aware of your heartbeat. You cannot be aware of any vibration within your body. But when your mindfulness is developed, wherever you locate your mind, it becomes very sensitive. You can detect them all. Okay?